Let's bring in Philip Pandolfo, meteorologist at the National Weather Service this morning. Take a look at what happened here. Philip, a really rare event to have a tornado downtown. Was this the first tornado in downtown Buffalo?
Hi, good morning, Susan and Brian. Now, this isn't quite the first tornado that we've observed in downtown Buffalo. The majority of the tornadoes that we do see northeast of Lake Erie tend to happen a bit south of Buffalo, more towards Hamburg.
Was this a waterspout that came on land?
Sure. So we do have some evidence of the tornadic circulation possibly starting back on the other side of the border near Fort Erie, possibly Port Colborne. And we did get some video footage of the circulation across the water in the Buffalo Harbor before it moved on shore. Now, this may technically classify it as a waterspout that moved on shore briefly, but in this case, it would be a tornadic waterspout. So forming from a greater apparent thunderstorm as opposed to the waterspouts that we typically see in the fall and early winter.
Well, the waterspout going onto shore, I know this has happened before. Is that, you know, super rare to have happen? I've 2017 on Halloween is the last time that's happened in the city of Buffalo. I mean, what would cause that to, you know, skip onto the shoreline like that?
It is generally very rare for waterspouts to survive as they move on shore. Typically, the waterspouts need that warm lake water in order to sustain themselves. And as soon as they move on shore, they typically get cut off from this warm water and dissipate very quickly. In this case, as a tornadic waterspout, as it were, over the harbor, it's not relying on the waters to sustain it. It's actually relying on its parent thunderstorm, which has no problem moving over land.
How long was the tornado actually on the ground? How long was it here?
Right. So this is very brief. The tornado touched down in the LaSalle Park waterfront at 12:45 in the afternoon, and it was up in the air at 12:51. So only about 6 minutes.
I mean, it doesn't seem like that long, but you have so much damage in its wake. How does the Weather Service or everybody else who's on the ground kind of go about assessing damage to determine just how large this tornado was? We have EF1 right now, and we know from just a few weeks ago that that can change after the fact. What exactly are you looking at?
Right. So we assess the damage. We have multiple factors that go into it. So as you're probably aware, the tornadoes are rated based on the damage that they do end up causing. Now, in this case, our determination was based on the large amount of tree branches that were broken, but there was limited to the amount of healthy tree trunks that were snapped off, which gave us some indication of the strength of the tornado, that it was strong enough to bring down the large branches, but not quite strong enough to cause widespread snapping of the healthy tree trunks, though we did see reports of cars overturned and several dozen rooftop air conditioning units being moved as well. And these are things that we look closely at to kind of determine the strength of the tornado.
Okay. You know, for those that were not in downtown Buffalo, but otherwise impacted by the weather yesterday, it seems like the intensity of the rain is reaching a new level. I mean, some of those downpours yesterday were blinding. We saw flooding in the north towns, you know, along Sheridan Drive and Tonawanda, just for one area. What's going on with that?
Right. Well, climatologically, this time of the year, out of the precipitable water that we can see in the atmosphere, the values can be quite high. Now, while it is possible that these torrential downpours can occur with really any thunderstorms, once we get into sort of the mid to late summer, we can really see that there's quite a lot of fuel for these storms to work with. In this case, we had a boundary that was able to focus the thunderstorms as well and kind of sustain them over similar areas, which is what caused our flooding concerns.
Wow, it's been an incredible weather time for it. Is this like crazy unusual, the amount of tornadic activity we've had across New York State and especially in Western New York?
Strictly from a numbers perspective, it is absolutely unusual. Now, there is one caveat to really mention is that the vast majority of the tornadoes that we've received across New York State were associated with Beryl. And in fact, Beryl, just from a cursory glance, has in and of itself, not just in New York, but across the whole swath of the country that it was impacted, caused a lot of tornadoes, especially to our south as well. It was a long path of tornadoes all the way up through New York State. If you subtract out Beryl, it's still a very active year, even outside of that. But it would be more on our scale of just an unusually active year, but nothing that we maybe haven't ever seen before. But Beryl really tipped it over the edge in terms of the amount of tornadoes that we saw.
All right. Hey, Philip, thank you so much. We really learned a lot.